This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Stay positive and happy. Work hard. Don't give up. Be open to criticism and keep learning. Then do this. Surround yourself with people just like that. Happy people. Genuine people. People who are willing to admit their faults. People who are willing to engage in dialogue. People who understand that you are flawed, they are flawed, and you will accept one another, flaws and all. Welcome, folks. Welcome, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's something I will let you guys know. I've been under the weather for the better part of a week, had a bit of a bug, and it's impacted me, my sinuses, my throat, my chest, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? We march on. I think the lessons are too important. Don't misunderstand me. Got it because of travel and things like that. And I think travel's what does it, honestly. I was in a plane coming back. Where was I? Was it in L.A. or Oregon or wherever? And, people are just hacking all around. And I'm thinking to myself, you've avoided this, Kev, for the better part of, a year. I haven't been sick, seriously sick in a while. And but I'm listening to these guys hacking. This one man in particular, he was just hacking. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I can survive this one. I let that negativity get in. That's what did it. If I hadn't dropped my guard right there, I would have been fine. No, but I can hear this guy hacking. And I'm thinking, this is recirculated air. No matter what they do, man, you're going to get something. And sure enough, I get this stinking bug. So I'm coughing. I know. I'm covering it up here pretty good over the past few days. But I'm telling you, I'm hacking, coughing. You know that cough where you almost throw up? You cough so hard? I hate that cough. But, hey, what did I say? Stay positive and happy. Stay positive and happy. And I've been talking about this as a function of your faith. Because, let me tell you something. There's a lot of reasons not to be happy. Don't you wish you had more free time? I don't know about you. I've sat around at times and went, man, if I didn't have to clean up my office, get my expenses done, do paperwork, have all these meetings, etc., I would just have free time to do whatever I wanted to do. But what would that be? Sometimes I actually enjoy work. I enjoy getting on the radio and talking to you guys. I know that sounds weird, but I do. I enjoy commiserating. I know, look, it's a one-sided conversation, but you're here. So you're obviously listening. You find something of value coming from this conversation because you're not frivolous people. You're very intelligent, folks. There's a reason why you're here. And I will tell you, I take it as a personal responsibility to say, look, Kevin, it's fun to be entertaining to an audience. I mean, I've done stand-up where it's been practically meaningless that you when you leave at the end of the day. It's just me cracking you up about pull my finger or remember when you used to do this as a kid, that kind of thing. And who were you the kid that everybody used to go, hey, he's one of Issa's boogers? I can make you laugh, okay, and you get nothing out of it. But with this, yeah, there's some humor, but you got to get something out of this, man. This is not come pay your 25 whatever bucks and get a couple drinks and go home and sleep it off. This is your life. This is what's unfortunately the humor that your life has become, the laughing matter that your life has become. And it's the laughing matter because you allowed it to be that. And so we're looking at how do we fix it? Sometimes we laugh to keep from crying, but you've decided to spend your discerning time with me. And I take it seriously and go, how do I fill that time? Do I fill it with news? There's lots of stories. If I didn't bring in any news stories and I just looked back in the past and said, here's a story to talk about immigration or tax reform or whatever, or the stupidity of leftism as it pertains to subject 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever. I don't even have to look at new news. That's why I sort of changed the format and went, does the news really matter? I mean, do you really want to know? Yeah, we do need to know what's the outcome of elections. We do need to know, you know, that the stage of the border wall or statistics about the economy and things like this as they occur. There's no question about that. There's a part of the news that you got to know in the moment that it's done or sometime around the moment. But then there's a lot of stuff where there's just flat out lessons. And I'll tell you something, for those of you who are going, how do you, because this is what I used to think when I would do radio. This is what I would think. I said, okay, you do a 3-hour show, 5 days a week, 15 hours of radio, and you're covering these various segments, and all of the segments are really pointing to the same stuff. Look, if I went back and just put taxes into my computer, it'll pull up every show that I've ever labeled taxes or has notes about taxes in it, and I'll promise you, it's going to be 30% of the shows, if not more. If I pull up immigration, it's going to be a bunch of them. If I pull up Muslim terrorism or terrorism, it'll come up. If I pull up foreign policy, if I pull up North Korea, Russia, China, whatever, it's going to come up. Economy, something's going to come up. I can find those stories, and I'll tell you something. Here's what's really interesting. I don't know whether this is a pat on the back or whatever, but I could do a show from 3 years ago about tax policy or my sentiments on Halloween or Mother's Day or Black History Month or whatever, and it would be just as entertaining to you today as it was then. Let me go back to what my feelings were. When I would think about the daunting body of work that you do in 1 week, I would say to myself, Kevin, how are you going to keep a show interesting day in and day out, year after year? And with rare exception, over the past eight plus years that I've been doing this show in earnest, I will tell you, with rare exception, I've never been bored. A topic may bore me, and it may fade out a little bit at the end. But if I covered it on the show, I felt like it had some sort of meaning. Sometimes we find that meaning, sometimes we don't. I think we've done a pretty good job. But to do it day in and day out, and by the way, for $0, I don't even want to add up 8 years of doing a 3-hour radio show and making nothing and asking myself, Kevin, what is your purpose there? Because I would be mad at myself. The only reason why I can tell you is God is my witness. The reason why I sit here and you hear my voice right now is because God said to me, you'll do this. That's it. I don't want to look back on it. And I want you to contemplate how much time I've spent doing a 3-hour radio show with roughly 4 hours of prep day in and day out for 8 years, 5 days a week, well, almost 5 days a week. What's the time value of my money on that? When we come back, I want to explain why I'm talking about all this and why we're important to each other.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
One of my producers asked me, Kevin, why do you explain radio to the audience? And I go, I don't know. It's a topic of conversation. It's part of life. It's a conversation I have with myself. Conversation I've had with family, friends. Why do it? How much time does it take? How much prep? How much do you make? What are your plans? I could go on and on and on with just a litany of questions and the things that I soul search about. Why do I share this? Because guess what? It's who I am. I talked earlier about faith. This show today was really about faith. And one thing about faith is always be yourself and express yourself and have faith in yourself. And the other side of that is don't try to be something somebody else is. Kevin, my producer, says, I don't think I've ever heard any other radio host talk about the production of radio. I don't believe that's the case. It's not like he's listening to all everybody's radio show. No offense to you, man. But, you know, I listen to everybody's radio show. I bet there are a lot of people that express their frustrations with radio or how much they think it's great. You know, lots of aspects, everything in between, right? But I decided to share because I want you to understand that we're important to one another, and I'm trying to help us figure out why. I'm not telling you I have the answer, just so we're clear on it. Everybody's listening to the radio. My producer is looking at me like, you're going to give us the answer? No, I don't have an answer. I just know we all have better things to do, and we've decided to do this. I believe it's because we've seen how the world has gotten off tilt. The axis is tilted left, and we're trying to tilt it back. And I think we have to some degree. And what I'm saying to you is they're going to be – it's like the devil. He's going to always look for ways to penetrate your armor. You sharpened all your weapons, and you polished up the brass and everything, and you are a knight ready to go to battle. And on November 8, 2016, you couldn't have looked any better, man.
You looked marvelous.
That was the prettiest you could possibly be. And now, you know, you're going to give up the modeling career, and you're on the you're just about to retire because you're going, I'm not going to keep my looks forever. And now the battle begins. The battle with time, the battle with age, the battle with self-doubt, lots of stuff. And what I'm telling you is you don't have to worry about that stuff. Number one, you don't have to worry about it because there's a higher power that drives all of it. I know it may sound bizarre. Stephen Hawking, who just died the other day, he said something like, for those of you who believe in predestiny, he goes, why is it you still look both ways when you cross the street? Now, this is a guy who's an atheist. He says that you can't prove God with science, ergo, it doesn't exist. I find it interesting that anybody who studies astrophysics can say that God doesn't exist. When you think about the expansion of the universe and everything that we know about the universe, there's no possibility of believing that God doesn't exist. But Stephen Hawking says, well, if you're one of these people that believes that it's all predetermined, why are you looking when you cross the street? And I say to one of the most brilliant minds supposedly that ever existed, Stephen, if I don't look before I cross the street, don't you think that's part of my destiny? In other words, he's saying, if you just blindly walk in front of traffic in New York City, you're going to get killed. Yeah, that's why I don't do it. And God knows I'm not going to do it because he put that in my head. Don't walk across the street without looking in the traffic or you're going to get killed. Stephen Hawking answers his own question, but doesn't even know that he's answered it. It's predetermined, right? I should just go play on the freeway. Yeah, I should cut myself with rusty nails or knives or step on them and not go to the doctor or not treat infections or not take precautions for this or that, not train, not do whatever. That's just ridiculous. Everything that you do is part of that destiny. Knucklehead Hawkings. It's not an intellectual comment. And what's funny, people believe that's one of the things that they quote on this guy when he dies.
Stephen Hawking died and he made this comment,
and it's so profound.
Hawking made the famous quote, do you believe in, predestined outcomes in this higher power of yours? Then why do you still look both ways when you cross the street? And people are like, oh, he's so deep.
He's not deep at all. Look, Hawking is a brilliant mind when it comes to math. I'm a mathematician, and I promise you, I can't hold a single... I mean, there's nothing about my math career that's going to impose on his at all. But on comments like that, I can show you how stupid he is. And I think I just did. There's genius in all of us. And Hawking wants to believe that because of his work in astrophysics, that he can be a genius in life in explaining the universe and the cosmos and God to you. What's interesting to me is he looks at God every day and he overlooks him. He misses him. I'll give him a pass because he's got some quirks himself. Stephen Hawking does. Oy. Be faithful in the small things because in them your strength lies. Mother Teresa said that. We're easy to want to look at, and I'm just going to use Hawking as an example. We look at this person and we say, that's a great man. Therefore, ergo, everything that he says must be great. And I'll hang on to it. And, I so wish I could be this or that or be, have his intellect or whatever. I wish for nothing of Stephen Hawking. And I'm saying even if he didn't have, I think he's, what is he got, cerebral palsy? Even if he didn't have it. I watched the show. What was it called? The something of everything, the theory of everything. Good looking kid, obviously an amazing intellect mathematically, from a math and science perspective. a gift from God. That's the only thing that can be said. It is a gift from God to have that level of intellect in terms of math and science. Most people have to work at that. He's just naturally gifted with it. And anyway, he developed cerebral palsy or whatever disease that he had. I think it was a, Lou Gehrig's. Anyway, he lived longer than anybody with whatever disease he had and got lots of accolades that quite frankly were undeserved. I've done some study on him and he's not nearly the brilliant physicist that everybody made him out to be. I mean, he is brilliant, but I'm saying there were people that are held in more high esteem and have actually debunked many of the theories that he's had. But I'm not going to take that away from him. Brilliant guy. Watch the film. He could do homework on a napkin and turn it in a second. I mean, he was brilliant. And good for him. And sad to tell you, he's not in the kingdom of heaven. Maybe he doesn't care. I'm sure his family doesn't care. You know, it's his life to lead. But he was an atheist. And he imparted that on other people. And made them feel little, I believe, in some ways, because, you know, he's this brilliant guy who's saying your belief system is flawed, and, you know, if you can't prove it with science, then it's flawed. In other words, if you walk by faith and not by sight, well, you're a flawed person. Your intellect is off. You've got a bad calculus. You need to recalibrate. And I say to him, he needs to recalibrate. And I use this quote because I think that it's applicable in explaining that he's not brilliant in everything. In fact, in some things, he's quite stupid. And though I wish nothing bad for Stephen Hawking, as I said earlier, he's not God.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Talk about the fakes and the frauds on the left all the time. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't care if it makes them mad. I could have a 10 times, 1,000 times the radio career I'd have if I were to soften the message a bit. You know, speak a little bit more eloquently about the left. You know, don't call them the scumbags that they are. But you know what? If that's the case, so be it. You know, I'm doing, you guys know, I told you, this is the year for radio for us. Either we go big or we go home. It's that simple. There are plenty of people who can do this. You're going to be hearing a lot of folks that we're going to be touting, to help do this show, introducing you to people that I think need a voice, and we'll see what comes of it. But I'm giving it a certain amount of time because, there's only so much truth you can deliver before you got to go finally do something that can pay the bills and what have you. I say that not to scare anybody. You know, I'll talk to my program directors and stuff before we make any drastic moves. But by the end of the year, I've got just over 9 months to get it done. We're going to have figured out what we want to do in radio to make it worth our while. So here's what I would say to you. If you know of somebody that says, hey, we love the Kevin Jackson Show, we love what Kevin Jackson does, and you want to be a benefactor to the show, let us know. If you want to be a sponsor of the show and you've got a product that, you know, we think it fits with what we want to do, let's do that. We've been looking to go that route. It's one of the reasons why we haven't made the show profitable is we haven't stopped to do that. We've just been delivering a product. So you can help in that way. And then the final thing is spread these clips. Go to kjradio.com and get it out there. Because, you know what, we just aren't staffed to do it. And even if we were, I'll be honest with you, we're not good at it. I hate to put it that way. We're just not good at it. But what we are good at is weeding through the mess and having people understand that, you know what? There's no guarantees in this life. And the only way you're going to do something is the only way you're going to be successful at it is you're going to get up and make it happen. You're going to do something to let people know, hey, look, I'm not going to sit around and take what you have to give to me. There was a guy, his name is Tagore. He says, faith is a bird that feels the light when the dawn is still dark. And I know that, you know, we got a ray of sunshine on November the 8th of 2016. By the way, Happy New Year for 2018. And you're about to get another ray of light. A lot of people don't know it yet. They don't feel it. They're still wondering. I think it's Carl that has been writing to me. He listens to the program. And he says, Kevin, when are we going to get justice with Hillary Clinton? Oh, it's out there. It's looming. It will come. But, you know, it's dark right now. As the saying goes, it's always dark as before the dawn. Saint Augustine said, pray as though everything depended on God. Work as though everything depended on you. Man, how profound is that? See, there are things we can't control. And you just have to say, I put that in God's hands. But let me tell you something. If you're a conservative and you're being outworked by your leftist counterpart, shame on you. These are people that are writing letters. These are people that are boycotting. I'm talking about on the left. These are people who are forwarding the messages of other people's stuff. When they find their champions, they make sure those people get out there. Well, you know what? Maybe we should take a few notes from that. They shouldn't win an election. They cheat. They do all the other things. But you know what? They don't have that fire in their bellies that we have. They can't possibly have that. And I'm going to give you a little dirty secret. Many of them now support you. They may not say it publicly. Seek them out. Find them. Start a conversation. I talked to you guys about I was in cars. Fox had to pick. They gave me, not gave me, but they picked me up. I had five limo rides. I had to go, you know, to California. So they picked me up at my house. I knew that guy. I already know. He's a white dude, conservative. We've had multiple conversations. Guy picks me up from the airport to take me to my hotel. Hispanic dude. His name was Francisco. We have a great conversation. He's going to barber school, driving temporarily. Anyway, he and I talk. The next guy that picks me up is a brother. I forget his name. Black dude. Again, conversation with all of them, except the first white guy. I already know what he's about, but we talk about politics all the time. Francisco, I'm telling him, man, what's up with your city? What's up with L.A.? What's up with California? I'm educating him. Black dude picks me up, takes me to the studio. Probably one of my favorite, one of my favorite conversations, where I find out he's a black conservative living in California. So we had an amazing conversation. He couldn't wait for me to finish up there so we could continue the conversation, which we did. Then, guy that picked me up to take me to the airport was a Hispanic dude. I blew his mind. His name was, anyway, he was a lefty, and we were talking about racism, and I was telling him, man, you got nothing but fake news. Everything you hear is a lie. And I tell him about racism, and I schooled him on Hillary Clinton and Margaret Sanger and the Negro Project and Planned Parenthood, and I'm not kidding you, he looked in the mirror and went, wow. And I said, yeah. And so I depressed him because he's a big Democrat. So I said, do your research. You'll never vote for Democrats again. I get off there. Then I get ready to come home. There's a brother that picked me up when I landed back home. He's taking me to the airport. I meet another black conservative. I'm just telling you, folks, don't get discouraged. Follow the advice of St. Augustine. Pray as though everything depends on God, that everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended upon you. I get so frustrated. I really do. I get super frustrated when people, you know, like I'll get an email and it'll say, hey, Kevin, we've got this issue that's going on over here, and, you know, I need you to get involved. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why don't you get involved? And it'll be something that's not anywhere near my sweet spot. It'll be like, you know, the left wants to stop a track that's being built or whatever, and I'm going, okay, great. And I don't want to dismiss it because it's important to the person writing me the note. But I'm like, guys, look, if we could take on everything, I wouldn't. But, you know, I get that you want us to, but we can't take on everything. Holy cow. What I wanted to go into is this fake news thing on the left. And there, so right now there's an Idaho state lawmaker who told her constituents to submit entries for what she called the fake news awards. And if you guys recall, Donald Trump brought this up when he did the fake news awards. And quite frankly, he could have done I would have liked to have seen a full-blown production of the fake news awards. So this Idaho lady did this. A Kentucky governor tweeted fake news to dismiss questions supposedly about his purchase of a home from a supporter. An aide to Texas land commissioner uses the phrase to downplay the significance of his boss receiving donations from employees of a company that landed a multi-million dollar contract. So what they're saying in this article is that there are people who are saying, fake news, and of course anything that comes out, somebody's going to take advantage of it. You know, the people writing this article in AP make it sound like, oh, all these so-called, you know, conservatives or Republicans, I'm presuming that's who they are because it's an AP article, are using the fake news moniker in order to profit, in order to gain something for themselves. They would go on to say this: President Donald Trump's campaign to discredit the news media has spread to officials at all levels of government who are echoing the use of his term fake news as a weapon against unflattering stories. Now, Ann Coulter was arguing with some leftists and it made the comment that many people talked about Donald Trump, and I'll just use this one as an example, grabbing women by the beeping, and they said that he had done it, that he's a misogynist and he'd done it, when all he had done was use that as an example. And Ann Coulter's pointing out people acted as if he'd done it, and he hadn't. He was just making, you know, trying to give the guy some sort of an idea of what women were willing to do if you had achieved rock star status, which, by the way, Donald Trump wasn't wrong in what he said. The whole time the lady is, you know, interviewing Ann Coulter, she's like, well, you know, give us an example of why this hurts the democracy. Give us an example. Give us an example. And she says, give you an example. And she gave, Ann Coulter gave like four or five bona fide fake news stories by the mainstream media. And this girl who was another guest on the show was saying, no, we're the press and you are just trying to diminish journalism. And Ann Coulter's going, how can I do that when you do such a great job yourselves? They said, it's becoming ubiquitous as a signal to a politician's supporters to ignore legitimate reporting and hard questions as a smear of the beleaguered and dwindling local press corps and as a way for conservatives to push back against what they call biased stories. You know what I love about this? I love that these people are finally, think about the pressure that's been put on the media to where fake news is now, as he says, it's ubiquitous. We know where to put it. Everybody uses the term. It's caught on. It's like Crooked Hillary. It's caught on. And it's caught on not because Donald Trump is such a great marketer. It's caught on because it's true. He said when Trump announced he was going to make the fake news awards, a group of conservative legislators said, we all need to do that. This is what Patricia, Idaho Rep. Priscilla Giddings said, and she urged supporters to send her examples of bias, misleading, and fake news. I don't know how many retractions have been issued by the mainstream media in the last year, but I'll tell you this, I bet it's more than they've done in the last 10 years.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I want to try to cover quite a few stories that are not going to be fresh if we keep them around too long, but one of them is around these little tiny homes. Have you seen this show? Tiny homes. Now, keep in mind, these are not the $200,000 tiny homes where you've got refrigerators and ice machines and whatever else and, you know, sleeping quarters, but they're like a little shed. And a guy has been putting these up out in California. His name is Elvis Summers. He builds and donates these shelters. And he spreads them out amongst the homeless in certain areas around, I believe it's L.A. Now, Summers is an L.A. resident. And he was homeless at one point. So he understands homelessness, and he says, these little homes are better than being in a, one of these cardboard boxes or sleeping on the side. When I was out in California, I was out in L.A., in fact, and there were people right off of Sunset Strip just sleeping on the porch of a church. So it's a big problem. And we talked the other day about how much debris and stuff they cleaned up at this one site. It's a trail. And we had posted a video a while back. It is foul. You just got to see this. Just how nasty it was. And how much stuff that had to be removed by hazmat crews. And I mean, I don't know how much money it cost to take care of all that, but it had to be a small fortune. Anyway, here's this article. It says, escalating their battle to stamp out an unprecedented spread of street encampments, city officials have begun seizing tiny homes from homeless people in South Los Angeles, South LA. So these homeless little buildings, if you will, they were solar powered, American flags on them, and the city swept them and they ended up taking a bunch of them away. But he says he put these encampments on the overpasses, or I should say the houses on within encampments that are near these overpasses along 110 for homeless people to use instead of tents. Three of the structures got impounded this month and are still in the city lot, according to the sanitation department. And they're going to be discarded. And what Summer says is he's like, look, these people have been beaten down so hard, you give them an opportunity to be normal and it lifts them up. And to that, I say it's true. When I worked on the food line at the Salvation Army men's shelter, I would see people now that everybody came in to eat, men and women. And I'd see them and I'd be like, hey, Ethel, how you doing? Because they wore name tags. And these are people that wouldn't make eye contact, but they'd hear their name and look up. Like, who just called me? And I was like, how you doing, girl? You know, and it would be ladies that were as old as my grandmother. I go, how you doing? You know, and I go, hey, I'm so glad you're here and things like that. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit extra, you know, whatever. And I tease with them and joke with them and based on what they had in their hands and stuff. And they do feel really good, even in just that moment. So I'll give him credit for that. But as with all things, it's fraught with, you know, the duality of leftism. You know, you want to do a favor for these folks. The city, who claims it wants to help, isn't helping. It's taking a very, and I'm going to use my finger quotes, conservative approach and saying, look, we can't have homeless homes on an overpass of the freeway, for goodness sake. It's not safe. And I could go on. Obviously, they're not paying taxes. They don't own the land. So it's fraught with all kinds of issues. They go on to say this. He says, these houses, this is a councilman, Curran Price. And I'm going to bet you this councilman is a Democrat. He says, I'm getting complaints from constituents who have to walk into the streets to avoid these houses, Price said. And, they said authorities destroyed needles, drug setups, even a gun from one or more of the houses and tents, during an earlier cleanup. Now, some advocates for the homeless see these single story structures about the size of a garden shed as a cheap and safer alternative to having homeless sleep on the sidewalks. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask you, would you want to see a bunch of these little things lined up looking like little, you know, bigger versions of a porta potty? Would you want to see that anywhere? I can't imagine. So I'm giving the city a pass, but I'm not giving the city a pass because the city is a leftist-run city that hasn't given these people opportunity to do other things, nor has it given them an opportunity to get a job. So I'm not going to give them a pass. But the bad news keeps on coming. Here it is. Neighbors and other opponents say that these little houses provide cover for lawlessness and criminal activity. They are only homes for, get this, prostitution, shooting up, and smoking up, said June Ellen Richard, 54, who's lived all her life within one block of the freeway overpasses where these little tiny houses are parked. They're on wheels. And so the guy can move them, or, you know, he can move them around, set them up anywhere he wants. And so it's an interesting problem to me in the sense that it's a double problem for the left because they want to make us appear to be the bad guys. But when they run the cities, you see who the so-called bad guys are. I completely agree with the city that you can't have people just arbitrarily setting up camps
And you see the, as I showed in that other video and talked about the other day on the show, the number of people that, you know, number of needles. It was thousands of pounds of needles. If you can imagine that, that they cleaned up when, and that other thing I was talking about before. So I understand it. But leftism doesn't make me understand it. I want them to suffer for their, you know, for the way that they are. Because if we were doing it, it would be, look at those Republicans and how heartless and good, how they are, you know. But nobody wants to say anything about these guys. Let's move on. We got another story. Coquito. You know what Coquito is? Yeah. Coquito is a French bulldog who died on a United Airlines flight. And the United Airlines flight attendant is the one who kind of got the dog killed. Now, here's what they had to say. While we were flying, the dog started barking, and there was no flight attendant coming. This is the parent of the dog, the parent of the child who owned the dog. He said, we couldn't stand because there was a lot of turbulence, and we weren't allowed to, said Sofia Ceballos. By the way, she's speaking on behalf of her mother, a lady named Catalina Robledo, who apparently is not even a citizen of the United States. I mean, I don't know. She might be one of these dreamers. But they said, Ceballos said, attempts to inform the flight attendant of the severity of the situation during the four-hour flight from Houston to New York were unsuccessful. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a dog. I thought it was a normal bag. But she says, we told her it was a dog. She's lying. And the little girl, she's teary-eyed as she's explaining the story. So little Coquito, they get on the plane, a mother that barely speaks English and a daughter that does. And the flight attendant says, you got to put that package up above your head. And they're going, but no, it's our dog. It's our dog. No, no, no. Put it up above your head. I don't know where the lost in translation occurred, but it obviously occurred. And the tragic accident is something that killed little Coquito. Passenger Maggie Greminger told the New York Times that Robledo was insistent that the dog carrier should be stay by her side, but to no avail. The pet owner was very adamant that she did not want to put the pet carrier up above, Greminger said, but she was saying verbally, my dog is in here. No, this is my dog. The flight attendant in response really just continued to ask her to put it above because it was a hazard where it was, a safety hazard. People could trip. So, I mean, you got to see this little bulldog. He's cute, but here's the deal. Here's the rub, in case you're wondering, Kevin, where are you going with this story? The little dog is jet black. He's black, man. He's blacker than Miles Davis. I think they got a racial lawsuit here. That's what I think. All right, what else we got? Jimmy Kimmel. Well, yes, you guys know he blamed Netflix for his bad Oscar ratings. But his story is even better. It's more interesting. And he talks about his decision to break away from comedy for some serious topics. He said it's a controversial decision, and now he's reflecting on the impact that it's had on his show. And in this article, they let you know it's not positive. According to polls, this is Jimmy Kimmel. According to polls I've seen, it cost me commercially. He confessed to Oprah Winfrey in the latest issue of O Magazine. That's not ideal, but I wouldn't change any of it, Kimmel said. I know my job is, for the most part, to entertain people and to make them laugh. That said, if it can be selfish, if I can be selfish every once in a while and talk about something serious that's important to me, then I do want to take that opportunity, Kimmel said. But I don't want to abuse my position. I pick my battles. 90% of the time, I'll joke around, but some of the jokes, I hope, make people think. Well, they don't, Jimmy. They make people think just how stupid you are. And, you know, no matter how he tries to spin this thing, Jimmy Kimmel has left comedy. He's become a politico. It's going to impact him. And I've already said this. I'll say it again because I want people to know that there are multiple places you can hear this. And if you go to kjradio.com, you can check this out again. Jimmy Kimmel, I don't believe, will be a late-night talk show host in 2 years. By the year 2020, Jimmy Kimmel will be gone. The only possibility of Jimmy Kimmel being saved is if he dismisses the talk of politics and goes back to just being funny, trying to be funny and not making it about Trump, then maybe he survives. I feel like one of these Italians. You know, if Jimmy does this, maybe, and I'm saying on his best day, maybe he would survive.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.